Commentator Ralph Schoenstein has been keeping his eye on a real presidential longshot.
Donald Trump has just said that he will not officially declare for the presidency until sometime in February. I presume he knows that it must be February of this year. Oh yes, of course he knows the year of the election, because he's been wise enough not to let himself peak too soon, as George W. Bush, Benedict Arnold, and Warren Beatty did. Donald Trump actually wants to be president, my wife said last night. And with what running mate? Howard Stern? Well, honey, I said Trump is simply a man from outside the Beltway who would come to the presidency unencumbered by old ideas, like how a bill becomes law or where the State Department is. You think it's so great to have a three-figure IQ in the Oval Office? Woodrow Wilson had a three-figure IQ, and what a mess he made with those 14 points. To Trump, 14 points means hit me again. My wife has to understand that it's time for America to turn away from crafty Rhodes Scholars like Bill Clinton and Bill Bradley and relax with a president who might think that a veto is a delegate from Rome. Donald Trump keeps his mind clear of everything but the basic truths. For example, that being poor is a bad career move. People with humble backgrounds are losers, he recently said. Who the hell wants someone like that for president? Absolutely, Donald. If Lincoln had been worth anything, he would have been born in a Holiday Inn instead of just on a holiday.
Ralph Schoenstein lives in Princeton, New Jersey.